This is the Tech Talk Podcast from RNIB.
Okay, I know this is going to sound weird, but I love NVDA. Of course, that's non-visual desktop access, a free screen reader for Windows. And yes, before you say it, that's not the only reason I love it. It's also really good. It can hold its own against any of the commercial paid-for screen readers out there. I honestly think it changed everything for the visually impaired, allowing anyone to access a PC. Anyway, with that embarrassing love fest out of the way, if you haven't tried it before, here's my guide to getting started with NVDA. As this is a back to basics guide, I'm not going to show you every single NVDA command and keyboard shortcut. There's two good reasons for that. Firstly, it would go on for hours, and secondly, I don't know them all. But what I am going to show you is how to install NVDA, some of the basic commands you need to get started, and how to navigate a website. Okay, first things first, you need to download NVDA. To do this, go to www.nvaccess.org. Once there, just tab until you hear the download link and hit enter. Now, I will say navigating the download page can be a little tricky. As NVDA is a free project, there are lots of options to donate. Now, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I think it's important to keep this project going, but it does mean there's a lot of items to navigate through. But in order to download the file, you do need to select either to donate an amount or not to donate at this time, and also enter an email address. But we'll go through that later on. Anyway, once you've actually got the file, go to wherever you downloaded it. Usually this will be the Downloads folder.
Downloads. Enter. And NVDA_2017.1.exe. Selected.
And hit enter to start installation. Now, obviously, I was using Microsoft Narrator to download NVDA, but I'm actually going to exit Narrator now because the NVDA installation process has its own voice.
NVDA dialog, license agreement, grouping, license agreement, edit, multi-line, read-only, NVDA license.
And there it is. Okay, I know the eSpeak synthesizer that NVDA uses can take a bit of getting used to, but it is usable and we will change it in a minute. As with any other Windows screen reader, you use the tab or cursor keys to navigate around and enter or space to activate an item. So let's take a look around this dialog box. I'm just going to hit tab.
I agree checkbox not checked, alt plus A.
The obligatory I agree to anything checkbox. Hit space on that to check it.
Space checked.
Let's tab again.
Install NVDA on this computer button, alt plus I.
That's what I want, and you may think that's a little strange. What else would you want to do? Well, there is more. Let's hit tab again.
Create portable copy button, alt plus D.
Now, this is fantastic. So what you can do is create a portable copy of NVDA, which you can put on a pen drive, which means you can carry it around with you. And if you want to use someone else's computer, just plug in your pen drive, start NVDA, and you can run it off the pen drive without having to install it onto someone else's PC.
Continue running button, alt plus C.
As part of the installation process, NVDA creates a temporary version of itself, which is why the installation process is accessible. If you want, you can continue just to use this temporary version without installing anything. But this does mean that if you restart Windows or quit NVDA, you will have to run the installation process again.
Exit button, alt plus X.
And lastly, an exit button to quit installation. I'm going to install it on this PC, so I could shift tab back to the button, but I'm going to hit alt I.
Install NVDA dialog. To install NVDA to your hard drive, please press the continue button. Use NVDA on the Windows logon screen checkbox checked, alt plus L.
On this next screen, we get a few more options. Use NVDA on the login screen, which of course we want to do. Otherwise, we'd struggle to sign into Windows, which is probably why it's checked by default. Next.
Create desktop icon and shortcut key, control plus alt plus N, checkbox checked, alt plus D.
This option creates a shortcut to NVDA on your desktop. But more important than that, it creates a keyboard shortcut to start NVDA, which is Ctrl-Alt-N. Of course, you can always just hit the Windows key and type NVDA Enter.
Continue button Alt plus C.
Let's continue.
It's secure desktop.
This is just your standard Windows user account control. Just hit Alt-Y to allow installation.
Installing NVDA dialog. Please wait while success dialog successfully installed NVDA. Please press OK to start the installed copy. OK button.
Blimey, that was quick. Okay, that's done. Let's hit enter.
Welcome to NVDA dialog. Welcome to NVDA. Most commands for controlling NVDA require you to hold down the NVDA key while pressing other keys. By default, the numpad insert and main insert keys may both be used as the NVDA key. You can also configure NVDA to use the caps lock as the NVDA key. Press NVDA plus N at any time to activate the NVDA menu. From this menu, you can configure NVDA, get help, and access other NVDA functions. Options grouping. Use caps lock as an NVDA modifier key checkbox not checked.
I hope you understood that. Anyway, so NVDA is installed, and we're just going through some final setup. So what it's asking us here is, what key do we want to use as the modifier key? A modifier key is just a key you hold down while you press another key, or keys, in order to control your screen reader. For example, holding the modifier key and pressing the letter S will switch between NVDA's various speech modes. Now, by default, the modifier key on a full-screen keyboard is the insert key. But if you're using a laptop, or you just want to, you can use the caps lock key as the modifier key, which is what I actually prefer, so I'm going to tick this box.
Space checked. Automatically start NVDA after I log on to Windows checkbox not checked Alt plus A.
I'm going to tick this because it saves you having to manually start NVDA once you do log in.
Space checked. Show this dialog when NVDA starts checkbox checked.
I don't want to see this window every time I start NVDA, so I'm going to uncheck this box.
Space not checked. OK button.
Finally, we have the OK button, and once you hit enter on that, that's it. You've installed NVDA. Okay, before we go any further, let's change that speech synth. You can do it through the main NVDA menu, which I will show you in a minute, but I'm going to use the keyboard shortcut, which is the NVDA modifier key, in my case caps lock, Control S.
Synthesizer dialog, synthesizer, combo box, eSpeak NG collapsed, Alt plus S.
I'm just going to arrow through.
Microsoft Speech API version 5. No speech.
That's the three options I've got at the moment, eSpeak, Microsoft SAPI, or No Speech. Obviously, be careful here, you don't want to select No Speech by accident. I'm going to choose Microsoft.
Microsoft Speech API version 5.
I could just hit enter to OK that, but I'm going to tab through, see what other options we've got here.
Output device, combo box, Microsoft Sound Mapper collapsed, Alt plus D.
Here you can choose what sound device you want your speech synth to come out of. So if you do have multiple sound devices, you may want your speech to come out of a particular one, a USB headset for example, and you want your system audio to come out of your computer speakers. But again, be careful with these options, because if you choose the wrong one, you could end up with no speech.
Audio ducking mode. Combo box no ducking collapsed Alt plus D.
Audio ducking is where any system audio that's playing in the background will be lowered in volume while the screen reader speaks. So if you're listening to some music and you want to go through your start menu, NVDA will lower the volume of the music, making the speech easier to hear.
OK button.
And that's it, let's hit enter.
Folder view list. Recycle bin not selected, 1 of 24.
And there we go, the dialog box disappears and we're back to my desktop, and hopefully you can understand this voice a little better. Now if you want to change other aspects of the voice, like the speech rate or the volume, you need to go to the voice menu. The keyboard shortcut for this is the NVDA modifier key, in my case caps lock, Control V. So now you've got NVDA installed and you know how to change the speech synth and the voice, let's go over some of the basic keyboard commands you're going to need to get started. First of all, and probably most important, the NVDA menu. To bring up the menu, hold the modifier key. From now on, I'll just call it the NVDA key and the letter N.
NVDA menu.
Now, I am running out of time, so I'm not going to go through every item in here, but the things you should pay attention to are the preferences and the help section. In the preferences submenu is where you'll find the most important settings. Synthesizer, voice, keyboard, general, mouse, braille settings. One thing you should definitely have a look at is the keyboard settings. This is important because in here you can select whether you're using a full screen or desktop keyboard or a laptop keyboard. This makes a difference because a full screen keyboard has a separate number pad, which NVDA will use for some of its commands. But if you're using a laptop keyboard and you don't have a number pad, then there's other alternate commands. So choosing the right keyboard is important. Other useful commands, NVDA plus S, which will cycle through the various speech modes.
Speech mode off. Speech mode beeps. Speech mode talk.
And no, I have no idea why they have a beeps mode either. Perhaps someone could tell me. NVDA plus F12 will give you the time.
23:11.
NVDA plus F12 twice will give you the date.
April 9th, 2017.
To quickly stop the speech, just hit the Control key. Or to pause it, hit the Shift key. Now here's one of the most useful commands, NVDA plus 1. This turns on the keyboard help.
Input help on.
Now you can press any keys or combination of keys to see what they do.
NVDA plus A. Reads from the system caret up to the end of the text, moving the caret as it goes. NVDA plus tab. Reports the object with focus.
As you can hear, this can be really handy. And to turn it off, hit NVDA 1 again.
NVDA plus 1. Input help off.
Okay, to finish up, I'm going to show you how to navigate web pages. Because once you do that, you can find any extra help you need yourself. Let's start up my browser of choice, Google Chrome. So I'm going to hit the Windows key and just type Chrome.
Google Chrome. Desktop app 1 of 3.
Press enter on that.
Chrome. New tab window. Main toolbar. Address and search bar edit.
So Chrome's open and we're ready to type in the address. Let's go to nvaccess.org. As soon as I type the address and hit enter, NVDA will start reading the web page out.
Banner landmark visited link heading clickable level 1 NV access. Heading level 2 home of the free NVDA screen reader.
I'll just hit control to shut it up for a minute. Now there's a few ways to navigate around a web page. Let's just try hitting the tab key to jump to the next element.
About collapsed submenu link. Download visited link. Get help link. Services link.
That's all pretty straightforward, but the way I navigate websites is usually by jumping around using the quick keys. So for example, let's jump to the next header by hitting H.
Out of list main landmark download NVDA heading level 3.
And again to jump to the next heading.
What is NVDA? Heading level 2.
Okay, that sounds interesting. If we want to read from here downwards, just hit NVDA A.
Heading level 2, what is NVDA? NVDA, non-visual desktop access, is a free screen reader which enables blind and vision impaired people to use computers.
Alternatively, we can just arrow down to read each line.
It reads the text on the screen in a computerized voice.
You can also use the number keys 1 to 6 to jump to a heading of that particular level. So if I want to jump to the next heading at level 2, if I just hit 2.
Our mission heading level 2.
Also, with any of these commands, if I hold the shift key down while pressing the key, it will jump back to the previous element. So if I hit shift 1 now, it should jump back to the previous heading at level 1.
Banner landmark NV access heading clickable level 1 visited link NV access.
Using these quick keys can really speed up browsing a website. You can directly jump to text boxes, buttons, graphics, radio buttons, checkboxes, anything. Here's a quick example. If I hit B to jump to the next button.
Download button.
Hit enter or space to activate it.
Banner landmark visited link heading clickable level 1 NV access.
I'm now on the download page. If I hit E to jump to the email text field.
Main landmark email address. Edit invalid entry required.
Again, hit enter or space on that to enter the text field. I can now type in an email address. When I'm done, I can either tab out of the box or just hit escape.
Test@test.com.
Now hitting shift R will jump back through the radio buttons.
Radio button check skip donation this time.
Shift R again.
Radio button not checked $5.
So you just hit space on whatever option you want. Then if I just press B to jump to the next button.
Download button.
Hitting space or enter on this will start the download. As you can see, that's a lot quicker than trying to tab or arrow through the whole page. So that's NVDA. Now you know how to install it, change the voice, access the menus, and navigate web pages. Of course, there's lots more to it, but now you know the basics, why not give it a try?
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.